Jeff and Linda. Bonjour. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome home.
Thank you, David. David, you look so colorful today. You look so elegant and youthful. And I mean, that's great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Good. Well, welcome,
he's trying
everyone.
To honor you for having the courage to do something he wouldn't. Couldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, I will. At a certain point.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Good point.
Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody here. A lot of new faces today. A few less people.
Well, I'm not sure they're new. They're just definitely dressed differently.
Up, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And when Linda and I just did this book tour, we were all throughout Europe. And it was funny because at some of the stops, there were Shamba that got dressed up. I have a couple pictures of it today. So they're seeing you guys on the internet and deciding they're going to get dressed up also. So everybody here who's dressed up today, if you wouldn't mind standing up so we could see you on the internet, we'll do a camera pan.
Wow.
Everybody who's dressed up, like the outfit.
There you go. There you
good.
Go.
And you know, the reason why I ask you to stand up, we have to ask to see who is dressed up and who's not, because I'm always not sure. Once in a while, you know, I'm afraid to say anything. Yeah, great outfit today. Great outfit. So, you know, I have to say also that a few less people than normal, but there was the threat of snow. I actually think it's going to snow before we're done here this afternoon.
Jeff.
We've had, when we got back the other day, we had a big,
there'll
pretty
be more.
Storm.
It's only 120.
I know. We had another storm last week, so I expect a lot of snow this winter.
There'll be more people here.
More people.
There's those late pirates.
Oh, the ones who just come for the channel. That's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the channel.
It'll fill up.
Anyway, it feels very good to be here. This is kind of like, for Linda and I, I would say that one of the very few steady things in our life is the monthly shout. We tend to be traveling around a little bit, tend to have a little bit of a crazy life. But this is one of the things each month we know is going to happen. We know we can rely on. We know the energy here is going to be beautiful, and we're going to have a good day.
Are
especially
you sure?
When people bring treats like this. That
what is
some
it?
Good tequila.
Oh, I know where that came from.
Now, this is a little dangerous because Adamas has a bad habit of opening the bottle during the channel. It happened to us in France. He was very disturbed at one point. He got up to start talking. He said, "Where's my bottle of wine?" So they rushed out. I had to run down to the liquor store or whatever and get him a bottle of wine. And, of course, he started drinking out of it and then passed it around to everybody was required to take a belt. Now, wine is not too bad, but this is tequila. This is good Mexican tequila. This is 216. That's pretty strong, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are going to find out today. So, and you've got a beautiful doll.
Yes. Is that gorgeous?
That is really pretty. And it looks so innocent and happy,
I know,
colorful.
People will get the wrong idea about me.
I feel I'm at a loss. I don't have my control.
And we, as long as we're acknowledging these little lovely, lovely treats, we need to acknowledge that they came from Pilar and Billy, and they're here from Mexico.
Absolutely.
Would you stand up? Billy and Pilar?
Yeah. David hands you the microphone. Now what?
And they're here. They're doing teacher training, SES teacher training.
They just finished.
With David. Oh, you just finished.
Yes. Can't you tell?
Aren't
I'm smiling.
You glad?
Yeah.
So those are two new SES teachers from Mexico.
So this, as I was mentioning, this is a constant. It's always good to be back here every month. And I would say no matter how tired we get out on the road, we get into our monthly meeting, get here with everybody, and it feels so good. It's kind of invigorating.
Jeffrey, are you sure that that's not a jinx by kind of saying it's the only consistent thing? Isn't that almost like throwing it out there like...
Well, you're the one consistent thing in my life, and this is the other, so that's about it. But there's no jinx. No jinx. So I feel kind of naked here right now. I'm used to having my Virgo.
Why don't you let me introduce the rest of the out-of-towners?
Yeah. But we can't without the right slide being up there. You have to.
Two minutes? Yeah, this isn't good.
Oh, we're in trouble. Could you advance the slide just one before we do that? Good. Okay. So we have a lot of people here.
Jeffrey.
Yes?
You have to be willing to move in the moment, in the now.
Why?
And not get so stuck.
What, are you Adamus? I mean, come on. I'm moving in the moment sometimes.
Slide stuck?
Well, no, you have to, you know, somebody's got
to. You have to have a controller.
I got to have a controller. It's a guy thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You got to have the remote, and yeah.
Well, while you're doing that, let's go ahead. If you're a Chambra.
One more.
Crimson Circle teacher, and you're in the audience, we love you so much, and we're so proud of you. Would you stand up? We have teachers all over the world, and there are always quite a
all
few.
All our Crimson Circle
that are
teachers.
Me. All the Crimson Circle teachers. Hello. And I believe they're all, are you all SES teachers? Everybody? Yeah.
Everybody's SES? Yeah.
Yeah. Almost all.
Yeah.
So we are so proud of our teachers, and be sure to, if you're interested in taking one of their classes, to go to the website and look.
And also, let's welcome everybody in online. They love that when we're traveling around. They say, which camera are we going to go to? Back there, everybody has to turn around. Good. So let's a big welcome to everybody listening in online. Hello, woo! All around the world, we're here. They always mention that when we're traveling around. It's like, so nice when you guys acknowledge that we're listening in, that we're not just sitting here at our lonely computers, that you really know we're here. So
I'm in a time warp.
Yes.
Okay. Last month was Halloween month. This is Thanksgiving month.
Yes.
Why do I keep seeing witches and goblins and ghosts?
Because they're around all the time.
Oh.
All the time. Oh, yeah.
I need
to read up on witches and goblins and all the rest of those. They don't just come out once a year. They're around all the time.
Okay.
By the way, before I forget, I also want to mention here real quick that next month we're going to have our Christmas party on December 10th. So it's 1 week later than normal.
The second Saturday.
And we encourage everybody to get dressed up in whatever you want, holiday fair, elves, Santa Claus, witches, if you want. How about a Christmas witch? That'd be interesting. So that's next month, followed by dinner and...
Dare me.
Dinner and dancing and karaoke. So, guys, you need to rehearse YMCA. I'm not even taking part in it this year. It's gone so bad.
But we love that bad.
It's a bad. Anyway, why don't you introduce our guests here
Thank
today.
You. Oh, there's no slide. Where's the slide for that?
That's it. This is the guest slide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, Chambra, from around the world. Pretty picture here of, I don't know where that is. Could be Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We have Natalie. I'm not sure how to say this. I'm sorry. Natalie from Quebec. Where are you, Natalie? Welcome.
Hi, Natalie. Glad you're here. Love the outfit.
Get the camera on her.
Yeah. Love the outfit.
Oh, gorgeous.
So thank you.
That is gorgeous.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have Carmela Grand, also from Canada. Where are you, Carmela?
Hi, Carmela. How are you? Say hey. What part of Canada?
Ontario.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's a beautiful area.
Okay. And then,
do you want to say hello in Canadian to everybody? It does sound a little different. Yes.
No, we don't sound any different, eh?
Hey. Thanks.
Oh, and I'm sorry to anyone that is joining in late because it's a different time on the other side of the world than normal. Because the U.S. doesn't go back to daylight, doesn't go back to standard time until tonight.
Yes.
And Europe went on it last weekend.
Yes.
So there are a few people that might be tuning in late.
Wouldn't that be terrible? Even if Adamus wanted to start now, they'd be really late. But no, he's not going to.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Then we have Marcus Duffy from Spokane, Washington. Hello, Marcus. Good to
Hi,
see
Marcus.
You.
Hi, Marcus. Good to see you.
Glad you could join us. Michael Larson from Ogden, Utah. Michael, are you here?
Michael,
I don't think
here.
He made it. Okay, Kristen Morris from Great Falls, Montana. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Glad you're here.
Stefan Weigand. And he's here all the way from San Diego. Hey.
Hello, Stefan. Woo! Good to see you again. I like the thing. You make sure to pin it down or something so Adamas doesn't take it.
Yeah. Tie it down. Tie it down.
Struggle with him for it. You know, fight him on it.
And I'm also excited to introduce from Hungary an Awakening Zone host, Kata.
Yeah, welcome. Woo! Good to see you, Kata.
Wait, wait, wait. You get to and say hello to your family
you
or somebody.
You want to say hello to all the Hungarians listening in?
Camera.
We'll do it over here. Yeah, yeah.
She's not afraid of the camera, remember?
I mean, my son is watching.
Oh, good.
Oh, he is. Oh.
Oh, we love your son.
Yes, yes, yeah.
You have beautiful babies.
Yeah. Thank you.
And hello to your husband also. We know him very well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it on the list.
How do you like Colorado so far?
I love it.
Isn't it beautiful?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love the States. Colorado is beautiful, and I truly enjoy being here.
Yeah.
Really.
Good. Glad you're here.
Well, me too.
Thank you.
Michael Larson, the last...
Oh, okay. Isn't that embarrassing? You walk in, it's like, oh, there's
Michael. So Michael Larson from Ogden.
And where's Michael from?
Michael, I just said it. He's from Ogden.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for everybody for being here, for listening in. It's always good to have people come in from all around the world to Coal Creek Canyon. Who would have thought that the community center here would be attracting people literally from all over the world? But we get together like this once a month. We breathe, we laugh, maybe cry a little bit, maybe learn something. But it's that once a month just getting ourselves grounded. So thank you for being here.
And also, to this local audience, the people that are here, you really are celebrities.
You are celebrities.
People actually do know your names and ask about you when we're on the road, and it's really pretty funny.
Yeah.
So just beware, you are known, you cannot hide.
You have become characters.
Yeah,
and
really.
Known really. Characters. And but they always want to know the one question. Say, why do they always sit in the same place? It's like, well, geez, if I was a celebrity, I'd reserve my chair also. I think they would go into shock if the show came on and Edith wasn't in row 2A. I mean, what happened to Edith? And then there'd be all this Facebook discussion. Where is Edith? She's in the bathroom. I mean, she's here. Anyway, it's been an interesting month. Ours was particularly interesting, a lot of traveling.
Yeah, we were gone.
But there's really strange energies around the last couple of days. Anybody notice that? Jean's back there, and Susie, I walked up to her before at the beginning of the meeting to say hi, and she had such a sweet, you know, disposition. She says, oh, I can't wait for you guys to get out of town, to leave. It's been a little intense, just off, and that is what happens. You know, the office runs just fine. Everything runs good, and then Linda and I come home, and it's kind of like a chaos for a week or two, and then, whew, boy, they're gone, and then things get done again. It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, I heard they mark the calendars, but let's not...
they have a little party. Anyway,
I can't blame them.
It seems like ages ago since our last gathering here, and... Actually, on our last meeting, it was warm and sunny. I think
it was
summer-like. People were wearing shorts.
It was summer-like.
Summer-like, and we were gone for a little over 3 weeks. Got home, and it's blizzard that night. So, what a difference! But I don't know if anybody can remember the last Shoud. I don't, but you do. I have no clue.
Jean does.
So fortunately, Jean Tinder every month puts together the video, which you can also see on YouTube at any time. But she puts together the video. So for the next few minutes, we can sit and get a good reminder of what we did last month. So you ready for this? We'll turn down the lights and hit the video.
Here we go.
All right. I am that I am. Adamus, also known as Dracula. True story. Very true story, dear Shambro. Before I get into that story, just a reminder to each and every one of you who are here today, no matter what happens, stay in your balance. No matter what happens, remember that you have every tool to handle it. Every tool. I look at each and every one of you, those of you watching in online today. Remember the words, no matter what happens, you have the balance, your balance. You have the tools. You have the wisdom. Oh, you're wondering, what the hell is Adamus talking about? He's a bit on the serious side today, and I am. Whether it's a simple car accident, not terribly devastating, whether losing your job, something embarrassing happened to you, any of these things, whether it is something that is happening right now on a global basis, could affect this entire planet. Stay in your balance. Remember the tools. First tool, breathing. Breathing. Next, laughing. Truly. Then breathing. And then laughing. And then remembering, as I like to tell you so very often, it is not yours. It really isn't. Oh, you're in the midst of it, of course, but it is not yours. It is not yours. I'll keep talking about this until you hear it clearly in your own voice. It is not yours. You pretend it is, but it's not. So remember, stay in the balance. It's there. You know it. I know it. You like finding its boundaries, but you know it's there. Nice frog. What else do you say to a lady? And the purpose would be?
Well, I was on a trip and there was a customer service airline person that wasn't very nice to me.
I thought we've talked about hexes and spells no longer appropriate to use. And who was it prior to becoming this?
It's a United Airlines attendant. They don't understand customer service.
No. You should fly my way without an airplane.
It didn't even make a good frog, so I had to make it into a container, and I have Adamus
and what's
Awards.
Adamus Awards. Up the ass of a frog. But don't you know, that's good luck. Unless it's a United Airlines customer service representative. Next item, new think. Kathumi talked about it in the gathering at the in Santa Fe at your summer conference, which was held in September, which I don't understand, but so Kathumi talked about new think at that point. A lot of you have been allowing the new think to start coming in, to start being part of your reality. But you're thinking, I'm not sure what new think is. I'm not sure how to do it, so I'm going to wait until Adamus tells me. So I'm going to tell you, it's not about thinking. You can't think new think. You can choose it, you can be it, you can experience it, but you can't think it. Because the moment you start thinking it, then it's old think. So it doesn't really matter. But the implications are important here, if you're allowing yourself to get into it. Now, usually I give my warnings after I ask you to make a choice. This time I'll give the warnings first. If you truly choose new think, A, you will get it. B, it's going to mess you up, but good. I did truly well. Because New Think is intuitive, kind of psychic, if you want to use that word. New Think is not, getting it through to college, not associative or associated thinking. What you do right now is all associated with something. Every time you think, what you're thinking right now is associated with something else. New Think does not do that. It is not associated thinking. It doesn't have anything to associate with. It has no prior record at all. Eventually it will, but it won't. You'll learn that New Think actually destroys records. It doesn't like records. It doesn't like patterns. It doesn't really like structure for longer than just enough to experience it, and then it moves on. It doesn't like stories. Doesn't like drama at all. New Think is going to mess up your mind for a while. And when it messes up your mind, it's going to mess up your body. It's going to pull apart your belief systems. New Think is going to cause a huge rash of self-doubt. It's going to make you feel very disconnected. New Think is going to make you do things like look at something from your past suddenly and wonder, what the hell ever attracted you to it? So in doing so, that's not so bad, but suddenly you feel that you're losing your base of your platform in life, your base of reality. The entire base of reality starts shifting. When it does, suddenly you do have matter and antimatter, belief and anti-belief, trust and doubt, and every other possible type of duality starting to smash together. Is that a bad thing?
No.
Yes, it hurts. It really sucks, as so many will tell you. Absolutely. But just for a short period. Just for a very short period. But remember, when these particles, not just these physical particles, but particles of beliefs, particles of aspects, particles of anything, collide together like that, that it creates pure energy. It returns things back to their original form. It also creates new energy. It could cause you that you're going to get physically ill, maybe not. Could cause that you're going to feel like you're going crazy, but you're not. Now, what happens here in particular, in the process of going out of old think, it starts to dissolve or melt everything away. Now, this is kind of like walking off that ledge, completely dark, not knowing how deep that ledge is, not knowing what's at the bottom of the pit, not knowing if there is another ledge right over. That's a scary thing. And on top of that, best of all, it's a wonderful experience. So what? Who cares? In New Think, you step over the ledge, and suddenly, suddenly the reality shifts and changes. It's no longer a ledge. It's no longer a deep hole. It's actually whatever you're choosing to experience in the moment. It's suddenly about choice, which I'll talk about in just a moment. The choice that comes in so quick, so fast, and manifests so quickly, faster than the speed of light, that suddenly it's a real experience, a real joy. What I'm saying, dear Schomburn, let's take a deep breath with this. I feel all this mental pressure up here. You're going through a very interesting transformation with New Think. As I said in the beginning of our discussion, can you remember your balance? When your New Think allows the mind to to grow naturally, to evolve now to where it's going to go to. You'll still have a brain, a mind, but it's going to evolve. And when new think shows clear evidence that thoughts, even thoughts, can go beyond the speed of light, because most thoughts right now aren't. Some are, most aren't. Most thoughts that go beyond the speed of light are don't register within the brain and within this time-space continuum. So they become unknown thoughts. You know that they're there, but you don't know what they are. You know there's something there, but when you try to figure it out, you can't. Your thinking starts going beyond the speed of light and beyond the speed of light. And it goes beyond the need for any speed registration at all, beyond any sort of speed. And when that happens, you're going to suddenly discover what real insight is all about. You're going to realize exactly what we've been talking about for many years now, that everything you need is in the now. That's not just a nice little cliche, even though some of you have been using it that way. I'm not looking at anyone. Everything I need is in the now. Yeah, well, start experiencing it then. Stop that. Can you right now, in this moment, allow new think? Stop right there. See? Right away, I said that. And some of you are already planning. There is no planning in new think. There are no goals. There are no goals. You can't write down on a sheet of paper something that you want manifested. That's a fallacy. New think is simply about making a choice. And then letting the winds come in, letting the winds of change and evolution come in. Unlike some of the choices that you've been making up to now, new think isn't a choice for a specific manifestation. Real choice is not saying, I want a partner, or actually, I want to get rid of my partner. That is a manifestation. Real choices are things like choosing joy, choosing living in experience. A real choice is really just saying, I am that I am. That's probably the ultimate choice. I am that I am. I'm present, I'm living, I'm aware. Damn, I am that I am. That's a choice. A real choice is to just say, I choose to live. I choose to live wildly abundant. Why not? Because you're choosing to live, which is important. Wild meaning you're willing to take some risk, go beyond the box. Abundant meaning full, rich. Doesn't mean just dollars and cents. From there, all the manifestations start to work out. The choice should have a feeling to it. The choice should have depth in it. It shouldn't sound like that mind crap. It shouldn't sound like Macchio. It should be real. A real choice is just to live. To live. So, as we enter into new think, a lot of stuff is going to start changing. A new think is a matter of choice. New think is allowing a whole new set of unsets to be in your life. A whole new way of being aware of your presence and expressing that.
Pretty big.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Thanks, for putting Gene. That together. As always, it's always helpful. Kind of fun watching and saying, that's what's been happening this last month. He told us, and then I forgot. I guess I was in new think.
Really?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. You know, and people are going to be watching in online for the first time, and they're going to be seeing this bottle here and wondering, what kind of spiritual group is this? And they're going to think that anyway, with or without.
Sweetie, that is spirit.
And, you know, Adamus has been talking a lot lately, particularly to the Kiha group, about distilling. Mm-hmm. And this is distilled spirits.
Just if you're being technical.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't wait till 5 o'clock. We can give that a try. Wow. Why wait? All right, you
Don't
start.
Don't give him any ideas.
I've got a channel. Anyway.
I personally like mine in my own container, you know?
Oh, do you? Oh well, we have enough cups, I am sure.
I'm not a big spit sharer.
Yeah. The trick is to make sure to drink from it first before it starts going around.
So requested.
So requested. Okay. Anyway, let's take a quick look at this last month. One of the joys that Linda and I have is being able to go out and see, and I'm going to pull this away from here just so you can see the graphic. Just so you can...
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
One of the joys we have is meeting Shambra from all around the world. And even though they may speak a different language, there is an energy. There's a look in the eyes. There's just something amazingly different, no matter where we go.
No matter where.
So we had the beautiful opportunity to go to France. As you can see, got a lot of pictures of St. Germain's haunts, I think. There is a part of Paris called...
Saint-Germain-des-Prés.
Would you say that loud?
Saint-Germain-des-Prés.
Is that it? Pretty good. I'd never pass for a French
What does
boy.
That mean? What does it mean?
Saint Germain
of the field.
Field of what?
The field. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That field.
Whoa. Yeah.
So Linda and I had fun one day. We just went around Saint Germain, Saint Germain, the district, and it's actually a very arty and very upscale.
Fun.
Fun. We just would go from cafe to cafe, drinking coffee, or later in the day.
Like, coffee, you know, and tea, that's all we could afford.
That's right, yeah. But it was fun. We were on a tour with about 45 Shambra. We didn't know what it was going to be about, but during the first channel, Adamus said, this is called the Mysteries of Love Tour.
It was so cool and so unexpected. That is not what I imagined, and it was really a delight.
Yeah.
By the way, there were several people in this group that were there.
Yes.
Did you want to raise your hand if you were there? Yeah.
Linda?
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah, good. Yeah. So
did
if you, have
you
any
enjoy
questions?
It? Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so we've got some pictures, a few slides from the tour. We were in basically Chartres. Is that correct? Chartres.
You're never going to get it right. Just let it go.
I know. But the Germans say it Chartres. But those are the Germans. So, yeah. Well, what am I getting? And Americans. Chartres. And
speak for yourself.
Karnak. And we have some shots.
Which is weird because, of course, I kept thinking, Karnak's in Egypt. What is this?
So we're going to be there in a couple of days, as
I
a matter
know.
Of fact. Yeah. But there's a beautiful chapel in Chartres.
Glorious.
Glorious chapel. It was built on top of, basically everything's built on top of everything, but it was built on top of Roman ruins, which were built on top of Druid ruins, which were built on God knows what.
It's so one of the few bases where you could feel all those energies.
Oh, it was just, it was magnificent. And we don't have any pictures of it, but the highlight really in the cathedral was the very first night, by total kind of coincidence and synchronicity, we got into the chapel, the cathedral, after hours, no lights on. And this was, it was magnificent.
There's it was very dark.
It was very, and this is a huge, huge cathedral with a big labyrinth built into the floor, which is kind of interesting. But I took some pictures, but they didn't work out.
bit of moonlight and a small amount of the candlelight that comes from the votives that people had lit.
It was
unbelievable.
Surreal.
And I can only stand in a church for about 10 minutes before I want to scream and yell and run like a banshee. But this place had such a special, special feel.
Yeah. And then in Karnak, it was basically... The dolmens, the stones that even go back pre Stonehenge. They're about, I guess, about 6,000 years or older. It's about 3,000 of them, almost perfectly laid out. And of course, nobody really knows why they're there.
A lot other of speculation.
Other than Adamus.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
he gave his views on that. So
incredible,
what you're going to see is
alignment.
Pictures from along the way with people, I think from 10, 12 different countries.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and a number of Americans. So, if we could get the lights again.
Well, oh, you're going to roll. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I did a little slide. A little. I
mean, man, you've been like working, baby.
Oh, man, all day yesterday.
Oh, you poor thing. So.
Those last couple of shots were shots of passing the bottle around the meeting. So you could see we had it was pretty rainy the whole time we were there, kind of overcast and chilly.
It was fall.
But it was such a good group, and we just had a blast. We did a lot of wine tasting, both official and unofficial. A lot of great food. Really a good group of Chambra, and it was so much fun, and the channels were really, Linda always says I shouldn't talk good about them, but they're not mine.
I didn't say you shouldn't talk about them. I said you should let other people say that
they
were
good. Did
you
like the channels?
They were magnificent.
Really? That's what I was going to say. Did you like the channels? Linda, you like the channels? Yeah.
It once again so much honors what we do on this planet, what we do as humans. And I think anytime something reminds us of that, gives us clarity about that, it means a lot to me. I think it does to others.
We enjoyed it so much that we said, let's do it again. So we've scheduled to do another trip in late April, coming up.
End of April.
And it'll be the same thing, Mysteries of Love. So something to think about. Anyway, moving on.
And it's limited. It'll only be one coach load again.
Yeah, one coach load. I'll go through these quickly. We went from France. Then the next stop on the European book tour was Basel, Switzerland. Beautiful city. Good group that night. Mostly along this tour, I would say at least about half brand new people. Just had started listening or watching recently. One lady came on the France tour. She only read the materials for 3 weeks. It's like, wow, yeah, and she survived. She's okay.
You know what, though? I have to say, they're truly, we notice the difference. I mean, they're there for a different reason.
Yeah.
They're interested. They're awakening. They're truly there to check it out. And we're always grateful that the other half says, well, here's what we really are. And that makes it really warm and lovely. But it's a very different group.
What's really interesting, because especially with brand new people, there's a lot of anxiety, expectations.
Yep.
You can just feel the tension at first.
Very different.
And when Linda and I are up there talking, and it's translated, of course, and you could just feel they're like, okay, you Americans, just get on with it. And so we get into...
Jeff, everybody says that.
Yeah, I know. But then Adamas comes on, and it's so interesting... Particularly if they're new and they haven't really had any exposure to Adamas, I think it's shocking at first that an entity will get up and walk around and...
It's provocative.
...take their scarves. At one point, in one of the workshops, Adamas had everybody closing their eyes, and he went around and took women's purses while their eyes were closed and brought them all up for Linda. Had this big stack of purses. And, of course, when they opened their eyes, they're like, oh, my God, my purse is gone. And, of course, Adamas explained that Linda travels all the time, but she never gets to go shopping, so he did it for her.
And, of course, there's panic because they're like, what is this? What does this mean?
But
I couldn't wait till the break when I could return their goods.
But the funny thing is there's such an expectation of what a spiritual gathering should be, or
That's
even
true.
A channel. And so at first there's the disbelief and shock, and then it's almost like you can feel the resistance, like this is really weird. There's somebody walking around. And then the next thing is just when Adamas really feels the energy, like he knows he has him, then he turns it into laughter. And pretty soon everybody is laughing and smiling. The energy in the room changes. And when they leave, I'm sure they have a whole different perspective that we don't have to be so heavy about this stuff that we do. So it was kind of fun to watch that night after night. Anyway, Basel, I don't have any group pictures. There are some nights we got photos and others we didn't. But it was good. We've turned all of these individual channels into individual products. The one from Basel is called No Place Like Earth. Adamas tells what's different about Earth than other places out there. It's kind of interesting.
Makes you kind of want to stay.
It's available as a digital download. We're calling it the Enlightenment Series, for lack of better words. So that was Basel. That was a good channel. It's about an hour long.
And fairly, like I said, one of the more new groups.
From there, it was on to Zurich, beautiful city.
Really gorgeous.
Very expensive city, but beautiful city. And we started with a one evening. We had about 150 people, and then we did a 2-day workshop after that. I forgot what it was about, but body of consciousness. Yeah, but great group.
You're the channeler. You don't have to remember.
Great group, and again, very interactive and.
Also with consecutive translation, because we had Wolfing with us doing that. So we're doing English-German, which always adds another element to things. And Wolfing was quite
entertaining. It always takes us a little while, if we haven't done the consecutive translation. and the first night or two are a little bit more difficult. But then you get into the habit of it. And then we get back home, and I'll say something very short, and I'll wait for the translation. Yeah. Oh, there isn't any. Anyway, it was really a lot of fun.
We saw more young people on this trip and more men. So things maybe are moving.
Yeah, a lot of men. Almost every stop, Linda had the men stand up to be acknowledged.
Significantly higher percentage of males.
And Johan was there with us, or not Gerhardt, so a lot of fun with music. The One Night Zurich channel is available. It's called Beyond Duality. It's 54 minutes, and again, it's really good new information. After that, it was on to what I think is an absolutely beautiful city.
Glorious.
Vienna. We've traveled all over. This is our first time in Vienna, and I was just taken by its absolute
old
beauty.
Old Vienna is truly opulent and just beautiful city. Just
the first night there, I was walking around about midnight and felt totally safe. And I heard a horse and carriage, pass close by, and it's like I could have been back 400 or 500 years ago. Maybe I was.
Probably.
But unfortunately, we didn't get any photographs from this workshop. It was a good one. Hannibal Means lives in Vienna, so he came over. Adamus pulled him up on stage, and if you could imagine, it was a riot.
It was a riot.
I mean, it was a riot. It was fun. Everybody was up and dancing and singing. And
he had that group of people acting out like you would only expect in this country.
Adamus was dancing with Linda across the stage, back and forth, if you could imagine. And so, yeah, exactly.
It was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. So and
he was kind of suave, Jeff. I knew you were channeling because that dancing was so
he just
smooth.
Grab Linda and back and forth across the stage. I'm like, ah!
I don't mean
no
it
pictures.
It's not meant to be a negative. It's just that Jeff would not be comfortable doing that in a million years. So it was once again clear to me that my husband does definitely bring in some other energy.
And hate every minute. This particular message is called A New Reality. It's about an hour long. I think, and Jean, you can hear the German translation in the background, I believe. But it's not like in your face. It's just kind of light in the background. Yeah. So if you're German speaking, you don't understand what I'm saying anyway. But there's a translation in the background. From there, it was on to an evening in Berlin.
Whoa.
What?
You forgot to mention about Vienna.
That's what we were just talking about.
You forgot to mention that extra part.
Oh, yeah. While we were there, we checked out the venue for the next Midsummer Light Conference, which will be in September 7th through 9th, 2012, right outside of Vienna, a place called Kloster-Neuburg. And beautiful. It's about 10 miles away from downtown.
Very historic.
Yeah.
But we just had one moment with Vienna and said, the Midsummer, it needs to be here.
So we booked the venue, and we're getting the speakers lined up. Jim Self will be there, of course, and Johan and a bunch of others. So it'll be good. We'll make more announcement about that later. Actually, I have it in a slide for later. After that, it was on to Berlin. We did the workshop that night at a meeting room or hall at a mental health institute, so I guess it was rather fitting.
Well, that is Adamus's. He claims that's his main thrust.
Yeah.
You didn't get any pictures.
Yes, I did. I got a couple of pictures. The stage.
That tells a lot.
That's a nice picture on a stage, but some audience shots. And again, a lot of new ones, particularly in Berlin. And I think Adamus really kind of shocked them at first. Funny. He got an Adamus Award because he had a great laugh. And every time Adamus said something, he was like this laugh that filled the room. And so Adamus rewarded him. See, all you have to do is laugh. And the Berlin channel is about an hour, and it is titled Immersion, about immersing into yourself. Easy for me to say. After that, it was drive over to Hanover, another beautiful city. Gorgeous city. And unfortunately, we didn't get to spend a lot of time there. It was kind of in and out. But This was...
You can see the effect it had on people. Good, huh?
Yeah, this was absolutely a really fun afternoon. It was about a five-hour workshop.
He looks like he's having fun. I think he's flipping you off.
Funny, I didn't notice that. Funny that you...
That's probably how you can do this.
And she's like, do not take my picture. But this was a great day. It was very interactive. And Adamus really pushed them hard in a fun way, but also just right on the edge, you know, like almost to the point of getting upset. But at the end of the day, you could just feel the energy move. This was called Living Ascension, and it's about 2 hours and 48 minutes total of information. It was really good.
Very pleasant. Very
even
nice.
Entertaining to read the scripts, mm-hmm. or especially to listen to the channels. And then our last stop along the way was Hamburg.
And, where are you from?
Another beautiful city. I'm always amazed at the beauty of the European cities. This was a... See what they're starting to get dressed up and show up for some of the workshops. This was at a very elegant, very, very elegant hotel, the Grand LSA, if you know. Could you imagine them walking through the lobby on their way to...
Just a moment here. This was kind of, you know how you want to make people feel good. And so there were a lot of new people at this. So you can imagine as people start coming through the door, these people come through. Now... Then, I always try to acknowledge and introduce the Crimson Circle teachers. They're Crimson Circle teachers. So, it was interesting, but there's some new people that were kind of, you know,
And you could almost see that when they walked in the door of this very, very beautiful, old, traditional hotel, right away the hotel staff was, Crimson Circle meeting is that way.
And this was Finn.
Didn't even have to ask.
And Anne Anderson from Denmark.
Yeah, they're also Awakening Zone show hosts.
Also Awakening Zone show hosts. So I got whammed twice. Yeah. Awakening Zone and teachers of our most special material.
It was a lot of fun. And again, Adamus really pushed the group that day.
He did.
But it was fun. He had them all lined up in the front doing all sorts of things. I think that's a submarine. I'm not sure.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, don't say. Okay.
You need to work out the drawing thing.
This is available. It's called Body and Mind Integration. And there's about 3.5 hours worth of material on there. So anyway, that was the tour. All of these are available as digital downloads in the Schomburg Shop.
Oh, where are you going now?
We're going to talk about where we're going. Do you know how many hours I spent on that?
You were a lot because I heard you go at the computer.
Anyway, let's talk real quickly about upcoming events, and we won't take too long because we got to take our break pretty soon.
Oh, God forbid. Can't.
In a couple of days, we're headed off to Egypt. And who else here is going on the Egypt trip? Paul, Linda, you, Jean. Yeah, so... It'll be a third time there. It'll be a different Egypt than when we were there last time.
Well, we said it was going to be, but we had no idea how different or what kind of different.
Looking forward to that. After that, it's on to Frankfurt, Germany for the first Dreamwalker Life workshop. That is sold out. We have a huge group coming in for that.
Yep.
It's about 250 for Dreamwalker Life. Johan will be there. It'll be a good group.
We're excited because it's at the Frankfurt Holiday Inn. It has a great room and a great stage, and we've been there so many times that it's a very easy place for us to
be right before
workshop.
Christmas.
So we're excited,
and I love German Christmas.
Yeah,
they do it so well.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that, and then don't forget to mark your calendars for the Crimson Circle Christmas party right here, December 10th. It takes place right after the Shoud. We have appetizers and dinner and karaoke and dancing.
Carrie doing karaoke?
Carrie, are you going to do karaoke? Oh, she's in the back, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's probably rehearsing right now. So
practicing already.
Yeah. Then after that, it's in Medellin, Colombia in February. We'll be going Beyond the Mind workshop. So I see we get a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
A month?
Well, it won't last if you talk about it.
Oh, right, okay. Right. So looking forward to going back to
Colombia.
We've
never been to Medellin before. It's supposed to be an incredibly beautiful, beautiful place. I have some friends that were actually from that area at one point, and they said it's really gotten to be a really beautiful place
again. It's
always
a good, passionate group.
Always
passionate. South America, yeah. And then looking ahead at your calendars.
Oh, that looks familiar, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we only have four spaces left. Is that correct, Susie? About four? About four spaces left for the advanced SES in Kauai. Of course, we try to get to Kauai every winter. I wonder why.
Why.
Yeah, and we're doing the advanced SES there. You have to have taken regular SES. If you haven't, we have some teachers right here and in the room. Limited to 60 people, and it's also featuring Norma and Garrett and Anat and Gerhardt. So
we're always
about
excited
four
about
spaces
it.
Left.
It doesn't matter what event we do in Kauai. There's something about the energy there that is so inviting and so supportive of anything that you're willing to allow.
And particularly in March. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. As I mentioned, we're doing the Mysteries of Love tour again in France late April. We'll probably have this available for sign up by, I think about...
Our only thing is that the only reason we're not prepared to do it today is because we're actually going to add a day in Paris.
A couple days in Paris
to start out the trip. So we're still getting back the information we need to add the Paris part.
Dinner on a boat going down the Seine. It's like, it'll be so romantic. So
you promise.
We have it available for registration by December 10th. So we're putting all the details together, but we did want to announce it. And then in June, we're going to be guests at Lee Carroll's Summer Light Conference in Sedona.
What is wrong with him? Why does he keep inviting Adamus?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Adamus behaved himself last year.
Kinda. Was
Kinda.
He there?
He got Sart to say the bad words. But right after that, we're doing a two-day workshop. It'll be called
Adamus. Can we go look at the alien landing pads in Sedona, too, while we're there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our workshop is going to be called Adamus's Living Ascension Workshop. This is going to be similar to what we did in Hanover, but it'll be 2 days of abuse. So
in beautiful Sedona, it's an epic, epic, beautiful, beautiful landscape.
Yeah.
It's very unique and very special.
Actually, I did the write-up for this workshop, and it was funny because I remembering Hanover, it was a lot of pushing, but a lot of fun, very interactive. You could just feel the tension in the room, and Adamus was... he singled out one poor lady and just...
poor you.
Yeah, anyway. But going on from there, I forgot what else we have. Oh, that's it for the schedule. Here's a little update on Awakening Zone.
Is Johan going to do this as a regular song?
I want him to do it as a full song.
Like, get on it.
If you don't know, Awakening Zone is the international network for... Empowered Awakening. We have about 43 hosts right now worldwide, but we're particularly proud of the fact that it's not just English speaking. We now have hosts all over the world, including in Danish, Spanish, French, Hebrew, Dutch, Polish, Romanian, German, Finnish, Italian, Hungarian, Norwegian,
is actually doing a French
Portuguese,
show.
And Turkish. Mm-hmm. And this has all been done in less than a year, but it's truly going international.
Yes, Kata does a French show.
You're doing a French show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're from Hungary, but you're doing a French show. It doesn't
She's
matter.
A very international
yes.
woman.
And your English is quite good, too. So just
very
a little
good.
Update. It's been less than a year, and it has really been a beautiful creation. And I say it's all of our creation because it's the Chambra energy behind it. So it's
been
a lot
of fun.
And we
have a staff that jumps through hoops to accommodate all this.
Yeah, and it's just, if you haven't listened, try just listening into one of the live shows or the archives. So a little update on Awakening Zone. I'm going to try to talk to you about doing the full song.
The full album?
Yeah.
Give me a
break. Okay, what else do we have? I think it's time for Chambra News.
Oh, we're going downhill.
No,
here we go.
Always good.
Here we go.
We have to do it for like the news desk. Good as CNN. Chambre News. I forgot what's in here.
Is this your headlines?
Actually, this is really, really good. We have started a Crimson Circle blog. Now, you know, I hope you know, we have a monthly newsletter with different articles, updates, and information. But Gene proposed recently that we do a blog, which is a little bit more real-time. You know, it's not just once a month when it comes out. You can go there for updated articles. So Gene came up with this great idea, and the whole staff said, Gene, that is a great idea. Do it.
Make it so.
So she did, and she did an amazing job. We're going to try to go there live right now, if you can, to the actual blog. This is just a screenshot here. But I have to give Gene a lot of credit. She's been working away on it, putting it all together, and it's easy to read, and it's kind of fun. And Gene, maybe we could run the microphone back to you, and you could tell us a little bit about it.
Why don't you just bring Gene up front?
She has to work
the
controls.
Oh, she's got to maneuver.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the brand new blog. You can go to the main Crimson Circle website and find it. Excuse me just a minute.
Yeah, it's making a little bit of noise.
Can you figure that out? Okay. We're going to post new stuff on here every week. You can see up here on the upper left, editorials and more. Those are articles, Jeff's articles from the Chambre Monthly.
Ooh.
Events and announcements. Here we're going to post when something is ready for registration, any kind of announcements, new products, whatever, guest articles. A lot of this is going to be fed from the monthly newsletter that goes out each month, but this is going to be a lot easier for you to share with other people if there's an article you like. Last month, Adamas asked Chambre to send in articles about science and news, and this is where we're going to be posting those. So you can see there's several here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of links here. If you're not sure where to find the Awakening Zone, the message board, the online store, our YouTube channel where all our videos are, you can go to any of these links and they'll take you right there. The calendar of events. I'm going to be in Egypt on the 12th. You can subscribe to this. Right now you can subscribe via RSS feed, and we'll have some other capabilities coming very soon. And here's our tags. If you want to look at all the articles that mention Adamas, click on Adamas, and there you go. All these articles that have the Adamas tag. There's a lot of different things in here. You can just look around. We're going to be adding more stuff all the time. Jeff and Linda will hopefully be giving updates from the road, little blurbs from Adamas now and then.
We're in Egypt.
Huh?
We're in Egypt.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to try to give updates, maybe floating down the Nile. Wish you were here. So be sure and check it out. It's right on the homepage of the Crimson Circle website. Right up at the top, you'll see blog. Going to be a lot of good stuff on here.
And Gene, that's active now, isn't it? I mean, people can go there.
Yep, they can go there right now.
Great.
A lot of links, a lot of stuff you can find kind of in one place.
You did an amazing job organizing all this and putting it all together. So thank you for being a creator and a producer.
Thank you.
It'd be really nice to have that, and it's kind of keeping up with the latest technology. And again, I love the monthly newsletter. And we'll still continue to do that, but this will be a little bit more timely.
Well, so. It makes it easy for people to get to the information in either direction.
Absolutely. So if you're looking for a gift for yourself for the holidays or for anybody else, just a quick mention that we do have the what we're calling the Spirit Desk Calendar, 365 pages. They're timeless, in other words.
Perpetual.
The year is not on there. And there's a different quote every day from either Tobias, Katumi, or Adamas. And we have some here today. They're also in the Chambre shop. Mm. And we're going to have a bunch of them in Frankfurt for the group there.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and if you want to make the latest fashion statement, we also have the Spirit is Present t-shirts with the Spirit is Present on the front and on the back, a big Chambra inspired. So Sark put these together and created them, and so you should be wearing yours
today.
Well,
this was via the direction of Adamus.
Yes. Just a couple little gift ideas.
Because I know that Sart isn't really planning to go into the t-shirt business. Yes. He's got a life.
So before we take a break, we're running right in time. You know, I come from a journalism background, copywriter background, so I'm always amused when I see certain things show up in print. It's like, you know, they should have really had somebody else double-check it. I do myself sometimes. I make little mistakes in headlines, but really should have somebody double-check it because sometimes a headline or text can have double meaning. So,
well, and I invite all of you, you dear ones that do the translations, please bear with this because this is a play on English words having multiple meanings.
This is true. Yeah, so. But I found some of these even mildly amusing.
No, they're amusing. I just
something went wrong.
They defy with translation.
Crash, expert says, pretty obvious. Pretty obvious.
Something went wrong with it.
Miners refuse to work after death. Well, I would too, damn it. Enough is enough already. You know, I'm dead. Leave me alone. Okay. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers. Those bastards are crossing the street in the illegal way. Let's just run them down. No more tickets. We'll just run them down. Okay. Panda mating fails. Veterinarian takes over. Okay. Whatever. Just don't show pictures. And what would the offspring look like?
Jeff.
Weird.
Where did these come from?
Juvenile court to try
Jeff,
shooting defendant.
Where did
defendant.
These come from?
Well, juvenile court to try shooting defendant. You know, if you got a problem, just take care of it the easy way.
Jeff. The Times? This is from what Times?
I don't know. This is all just... I don't know. Somebody sent these, probably Larry. But they were just on a sheet of paper. I just put them into a headline here. Okay, next one. War dims hope of peace. Really? You get paid for writing that kind of copy? Really? Okay. Cold wave linked to temperatures. I think your brain is frozen if you're writing things like that. Okay, ready? Okay. Man struck by lightning faces battery charges. I wonder what the two really have to do with each other, why they'd even be in the same headline, but it is kind of shocking. Okay. Next. New study of obesity looks at larger test group. We did this study with skinny people and didn't work so well, so let's try a larger group. Wow. You actually waste ink to print this. One of my favorite, astronaut takes blame for gas in spacecraft. Oh, that tang just didn't go over very well today. Question is, how do you get rid of it? Just floating around. Here you
You're
can open the door.
You're thinking about it too much. Way too much.
Okay. Kids make nutritious snacks. I don't think I'd want to try one, but go ahead if you have to. Younger the better? I don't know. Local high school dropouts cut in half. Oh, God, yeah. Hospitals are sued by 7-foot doctors. Very tall doctors all filed a suit together. I think it was 7-foot doctors, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, ding, 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 ding. Woohoo. Now it's funny. 7-foot doctors, you know, or 7-foot doctors. But you're right, it's all in the English, in the language. Typhoon rips through cemetery, hundreds dead. That's a good guess. That's a really good guess. You know, we got to be able to laugh. We got to be able to laugh. So anyway, thank you for indulging me. And thank you, Larry. I'm a regular on your list. Ralph Nichols also has a very active joke list. No, you can't send everything Ralph sends. No, not at all. So anyway, just a couple of quick announcements before we take a break. As a special acknowledgement to our Crimson Circle Angels. These are people who donate $22, $44, or $99 a month to Crimson Circle. It is...
Subscribers.
Subscribers. And there are certain things that they get, but they don't do it for that. They do it to support exactly what we're doing here today, to support really the worldwide program that we have for Crimson Circle. We're kind of a hybrid company slash organization. We sell products and we do workshops, but about 90% of what Crimson Circle does is actually for free. So with the support of the angels all around the world, it allows us to actually keep all this going, do webcasts, do a lot of the work that we do. The Awakening Zone is a perfect example of that. So we want to thank everybody who is a Crimson Circle angel. We don't like talking about it a lot. We don't want to put pressure
on. I don't mind talking about it. I think that the subscribers are an amazing group, and it really, truly makes a difference. A lot of people don't understand that we have some beautiful things, but that it really does take time and energy and money to allow us to be able to present it to you. So those of you that find that it has that kind of value to you, it means a lot to us. And we thank you and hope that you'll continue in that. It makes a huge difference. Thank you for the love,
difference.
The energy that it does.
So if you're interested in becoming a subscriber, there's a place on the website for that. We don't like ever pushing it, but we do always want to mention how much we appreciate the support of the angels for
Thank
Crimson
you.
Circle. And then finally, there is such a great staff with Crimson Circle and really a worldwide network of people who do the teaching, the certified teachers, right now about 550 certificates. The workshop hosts who do so much of the planning and the organizing for the tours that we do, the international translators who are probably busy right now translating. I think we have translations in 24 different languages around the world.
And it's done in love and support.
Absolutely.
It's not with agenda, and it's just amazing that people step up and offer to do these kinds of things. It's just amazing. They do it quietly, but it's a lot of work.
And to the international website host for
a lot of work.
Maintaining and putting together the website. So how about a big thank you to all these people? Woo! I'm amazed sometimes at the network of people out there that are just doing this lovingly and beautifully and quietly. It's overwhelming at
Very
times.
Very exciting.
And, of course, to our staff right here that comes in early, works late, gets all this set up and allows us to do this webcast. You see their names here. We're going to ask them to stand up and let us acknowledge you for what you do. Woo. All the staff, go ahead and stand up. Don't be shy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're truly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, and we are right on time. Isn't that amazing?
Well,
it is.
You do not get in the way of Chambra and chocolate and food and beverage. So
we're going to take about a 25-minute break. I'll be back here about 5 to 3 so we can get ready. We're going to be going onto the Awakening Zone with the webcast and see what a dumbass has to say.
And regulars, please be extra nice to the new people. They don't understand how important chocolate is to you. So at least acknowledge them and greet them.
Okay.